AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Cole Thomas Allen, the man who authorities say tried to storm the White House correspondence dinner with guns and knives, will remain at least temporarily behind bars as the case moves ahead. He was in court in Washington. Allen has been charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump.
This is the third major assassination attempt against President Trump in 2 years. No other president in history has faced such repeated serious attempts on his life.
This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
We should not live in a country where such constant fear of political violence permeates our society every single day. We can and we should have fierce disagreement in this country. As you all know, we disagree often, myself in this role and all of you in the news media. But those disagreements must remain peaceful.
In a message to family members, Allen referred to himself as a friendly federal assassin, made repeated references to the Republican president without naming President Trump, and alluded to grievances over a range of Trump administration actions. Iran has offered to end its control over the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. That's according to regional officials. The proposal emerging today would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program, and President Trump seems unlikely to accept that offer. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of salmonella poisoning linked to backyard poultry that has sickened at least 34 people since February. Officials say some of the infections are resistant to common antibiotics. At least 13 people have been hospitalized. The Trump administration has fired members of the independent board that oversees the National Science Foundation. The Supreme Court seems inclined to rule police could use geofence warrants that collect the location history of cell phone users to find people near crime scenes. This is AP News. A sheep in Underhill, Vermont, gave birth to a lot of lambs.
So we had our first ewe lamb of the season, and she had 6 babies. Which was way more than we've ever had before.
Anne O'Connor owns the farm. The sextuplets and their mother are all doing well, making the lamb windfall even more remarkable.
They're so sweet. It's like therapy, just like sitting out here and spending time with them. And they're just such wonderful animals.
Sources differ on how uncommon sheep sextuplets are, with O'Connor putting the number at 1 in 1,000. Some agricultural websites place it at 1 in 1,000,000 or higher.
The 6 of them will just like frolic all around, and they lay in a big heap together at night. They're doing so great.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.